Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memories.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. Oft my thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good morning, everyone, and greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us go to the Father in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, as we open your word this morning, I'm asking for the Holy Spirit to come forward, Father. Open our hearts and minds to be receptive, and to guide us, and to give us all knowledge and truth of this your word, Father, so that we can walk in righteousness and reach out to others around about that's in need of the Lord Jesus Christ. And also, Father, that we can help strengthen those that have already accepted Jesus and are looking for more and growing. Let us help them also, Father. Now be with us throughout this service this morning, and we ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. The Lord gave me something this morning I want to share with everyone. Just a little thing that we all know. But it's what he revealed through it. And it's actually the 23rd Psalm. The Lord Jesus Christ. And he is the perfect shepherd. Share with you what God has given me this morning early. Psalms 23, as we all know, is the Psalm of David. And as he portrays his confidence in the perfect shepherd, we today can enjoy, if we are his sheep. Are you his sheep? A lot of us don't like to think about being an animal, do we? But you see, number one of the Psalms, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. We don't want because the true shepherd is the perfect provider. We can trust all our cares to him because he cares for us. Two, he makes me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. The true shepherd is the perfect guide. He leads us, you and I, to real peace. And he had the satisfaction rather than letting us wander in barren land on empty hopes. He gives us that peace. But he gives us real peace. Three, he restores my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. The true shepherd is the perfect restorer. He offers real solutions instead of leaving us to solve our problems on our own. Think about that. Now, four. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. The true shepherd is the perfect comforter. We need not fear any valley that we are called to go through, not even death itself. Five. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. You see, the true shepherd is the perfect host. He provides the bread and the water of life that far, far supersedes the pleasures of this world. Think about that. Six. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The true shepherd is the perfect keeper. He always has our best interest in mind, and he is well able to keep us safe all the way. Give you just a little something this morning to think about and rejoice. Because you see what truth there is in that song. And you know, as I've told you all before, in the spirit I have lived that Psalms, and I have walked that valley with the shadow of death. And there was no fear in that valley. The fear when I came to the end of that valley. Now, we're going to be getting in this morning. We're going to be starting here with Exodus 21, verse 1. Now these are the judgments which thou shalt set before them. If thou buy a Hebrew servant 6 years, he shall serve, and in the seventh he shall go out free for nothing. You see, they had a thing for every 7 years. Man rested also, just like every 7 days. You wasn't to work or nothing that way. Nothing you had was to work. No animal, nothing. But now we're getting in to the year. But when you, back then they would buy their servants. When they would buy, they could work them 6 years. But the seventh year they had to turn him loose. He could go out free. He didn't have to buy his way out or nothing. He was just free. If he came in by himself, he shall go out by himself. If he were married, then his wife shall go out with him. In other words, he's not going out just by himself. If both of them was there, she's going to leave with him. If his master had given him a wife, and she had borne him sons or daughters, the wife and her children shall be her master's, and he shall go out by himself. Now, if his master had given him his wife, then he's going to keep her and the children all if he goes out. That don't seem quite right either, does it? But that's the way it was. 5. And if the servant shall plainly say, I love my master, my wife, and my children, I will not go out free, then his master shall bring him unto the judges. He shall also bring him to the door, or unto the doorpost, and his master shall bore his ear through with an awl, and he shall serve him forever. You go mark him by putting a hole in his ear with an awl, and then he'll have to serve him forever. If a man sell his daughter to be a maidservant, she shall not go out as the men servants do. If she please not her master, who has betrothed her to himself, then shall he let her be redeemed. To sell her unto a strange nation, he shall have no power, seeing he has dealt deceitfully with her. They got a lot of strange things going on, ain't it? Now, and if he had betrothed her, unto his son, he shall deal with her after the manner of daughters. If he takes him another wife, her food, her raiment, and her duty of marriage, shall he not diminish. And if he do not these three unto her, then shall she go out free without money. 12. He that smiteth a man so that he die shall be surely put to death. You see, they had capital punishment even then for murder and a few other things. Now, and if a man lie not in wait, but God deliver him into his hand, then I will appoint thee a place whither he shall flee. But if a man come presumptuously upon his neighbor to slay him with gall, thou shalt take him from mine altar that he may die. You commit murder, their only sentence for you was really death. And he that smiteth his father or his mother shall be surely put to death. And he that stealeth a man and selleth him, or if he be found in his hand, he shall surely be put to death. And if men strive together, and one smite another with a stone or with his fist, and he die not, but keepeth his bed, if he raise again and walk abroad upon his staff, then shall he that smote him be quit. Only he shall pay for the loss of his time, and shall cause him to be thoroughly healed. And if a man smite his servant or his maid with a rod, and he die under his hand, he shall be surely punished. Notwithstanding, if he continue a day or two, he shall not be punished, for he is his money. If men strive and hurt a woman with child, so that her fault depart from her, and yet no mischief follow, he shall be surely punished, according as the woman's husband will lay upon him, and he shall pay as the judge determined. And if any mischief follow, then thou shalt give life for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, and foot for foot, burning for burning, and wound for wound, and stripe for stripe. And if a man smite the eye of his servant or the eye of his maid, that it perish, he shall let him go free for his eye's sake. And if he smite out his manservant's tooth or his maidservant's tooth, he shall let him go free for his tooth's sake. And if an ox gore a man or a woman, that they die, then the ox shall be surely stoned, and his flesh shall not be eaten, but the owner of the ox shall be quit. In other words, he won't be charged anymore. Now, 29. But if the ox were wrought to push with his horns in time past, and it has been testified to his owner that he has not kept him in, but that he has killed a man or a woman, the ox shall be stoned, and his owner also shall be put to death. If he knew, because back then they worked oxen, and if he knew that oxen was subject to strike a man or a woman, and he didn't keep that oxen up, and it hurt someone, killed someone, he was to be put to death himself too. If there be laid on him a sum of money, then he shall give for the ransom of his life whatsoever is laid upon him, whether he have gored a son or have gored a daughter, according to this judgment shall it be done unto him. And if the ox shall push a manservant or a maidservant, he shall give unto their master 30 shekels of silver, and the ox shall be stoned. And if a man shall open a pit, or if a man shall dig a pit and not cover it, and an ox or an ass fall therein, the owner of the pit shall make it good and give money unto the owner of them, and the dead beast shall be his. And if one man's ox hurt another's, that he die, then they shall sell the live ox and divide the money of it, and the dead ox also they shall divide. Or if it be known that the ox has used to push in time past, and his owner has not kept him in, he shall surely pay ox for ox, and the dead shall be his own. Quite some rules to live by, isn't it? Now we get into chapter 22. We're going into law of restitution here. verse 1, if a man shall steal an ox or a sheep and kill it or sell it, he shall restore 5 oxen for an ox and 4 sheep for a sheep. In other words, it's going to cost you if you're caught. Oxen, you steal an oxen, and whether you kill it to eat it or sell it, and you're caught, it's going to cost you 5 oxen. 5 for 1. Sheep, 4 for 1. If a thief be found breaking up and be smitten that he die, there shall no blood be shed for him. Now, in other words, a thief be found and he's guilty and he is killed, then there's to be no blood shed for him. If the sun be risen upon him, there should be blood shed for him. For he should not, pardon me, he should make full restitution. If he have nothing, then he shall be sold for his theft. If he ain't got no money to repay, then he's to be sold. If the theft be certainly found in his hand alive, whether it be ox or ass or sheep, he shall restore double. If a man shall cause the field or vineyard to be eaten, and shall put in his best, and shall feed in another man's field, of the best of his own field, and of the best of his own vineyard, shall he make restitution. In other words, you can have a field, but you caught out eating it in another man's field, it's going to cost you. If fire break out and catch in thorns, so that the stacks of corn or the standing corn or the field be consumed therewith, he that kindled the fire shall surely make restitution. So if somehow you start a fire and it destroyed a cornfield, you're going to make restitution. If a man shall deliver unto his neighbor money or stuff to keep, and it be stolen out of the man's house, if the thief be found, let him pay double. If the thief be not found, then the master of the house shall be brought unto the judges to see whether he have put his hand unto his neighbor's goods. In other words, if they can't find that thief, then the master, he's going to be brought in for judgment to see it, to make sure he has not been the one. Now, for all manner of trespass, whether it be for ox, for ass, for sheep, for raiment, pardon me, or for any manner of lost things which another challenge to be his, the cause of both parties shall come before the judges, and whom the judges shall condemn, he shall pay double unto his neighbor. Now, a man deliver unto his neighbor an ass, an ox, or a sheep, or any beast to keep, and it die or be hurt, are driven away, no man seeing it, then shall an oath of the Lord be between them both, that he has not put his hand unto his neighbor's goods, and the owner of it shall accept thereof, and he shall not make it good. And if it be stolen from him, he shall make restitution unto the owner thereof. Now, if it be torn in pieces, then let him bring it for witness. And he shall not make it good, that which was torn. And if a man borrow aught of his neighbor, and it be hurt or die, the owner thereof being not with it, he shall surely make it good. But if the owner thereof be with it, he shall not make it good. If it be a hard thing, it came for his heart. You know, things was really hard back then, wasn't it? But they're getting just about that way now here with you and I. In our day and time, things are getting awful hard. Now, and if a man is thrice obeyed, that it that is not betrothed, and he lie with her, he shall surely endow her to be his wife. Now, you see, we need that working here in our day and time, because we have a lot of that going on, where they are laying with us, with women that are not their wives, and she being single. A lot of it going on. If her father utterly refused to give her unto him, he shall pay money according to the dowry of virgins. Now, we don't know what that is, how much that is, that dowry of virgins. Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. Uh-oh. Don't suffer a witch to live. Whosoever lieth with a beast shall surely be put to death. He that sacrificeth unto any god, save unto the Lord only, he shall be utterly destroyed. Thou shalt neither vex a stranger, press him, for ye were strangers in the land of Egypt. Ye shall not afflict any widow or fatherless child. If thou afflict them in any wise, and they cry at all unto me, I will surely hear their cry, and my wrath shall wax hot, and I will kill you with the sword, and your wives shall be widows, and your children fatherless. Some hard living. Now, if thou lend money to any of my people that is poor, by thee thou shalt not be to him as a user, neither shalt thou lay upon him usury. If thou at all take thy neighbor's raiment to pledge, thou shalt deliver it unto him by that the sun down, for that is his covering only. It is his raiment for his skin, wherein shall he sleep, and it shall come to pass when he crieth unto me that I will hear, for I am gracious. Thou shalt not revile the gods, nor curse the ruler of thy people. Thou shalt not delay to offer the first of thy ripe fruits and of thy liquors. The firstborn of thy sons shall thou give unto me. Likewise shall thou do with thine oxen and with thy sheep. 7 days it shall be with the dam. On the 8th day thou shalt give it me. 31. We'll be ending here with this verse. And ye shall be holy men unto me. Neither shall you eat any flesh that is torn of beast in the field. You shall cast it to the dogs. They had a lot of rules and regulations then. You see, we are so much better off by the Lord Jesus Christ. He fulfilled all of those things and made things so much better for you and I. If we would just stop being ashamed of his name, ashamed to use it, speak it, which seems to be exactly what is going on. Ashamed to use that name of Jesus. Do you know something? I'm not ashamed of it. I praise that name. I want to bring honor and glory unto that name. And I'll shout it from the highest place I can find and through every channel I can get on to reach out in every direction I can reach with that name and with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to help others. No, I'm not ashamed of it. Are you? Stop and think. What are you really willing to do for that name? Think about it. Let us go now to the Lord in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we close your word this morning, we thank you for that word. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. And Father, we thank you for the way things are today through the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. It made our ways so much better, Father. And it has fixed things to where, Father, we really have no excuse for not serving. None whatsoever. And may all pray for forgiveness and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to forgive them for not walking according to the word. Not getting in it and studying it and looking instead for things of this world instead of things of the kingdom of Almighty God. Because, Father, we know you are Almighty. You are the first and the last, the beginning and the ending. Father, I love you. And you know that. And I love the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit for the things they have done for mankind and the things they have done for me and the things they keep on doing. And to help me to keep growing stronger and stronger and stronger day by day. And Father, use me. Use me greatly. I know that the Holy Spirit equips me to do whatever you ask of me or want of me. Now, Father, for all that is listening or will hear this message, be with them. Give them strength. But most of all, that they will accept the Lord Jesus Christ, give their lives to him, and take him into their lives. Make that complete commitment to be of service and to live by your word. Keep us all safe through this day. Keep us in health. See to our needs. And make of us what you want us to be. This is my prayer, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, all. Now, remember, there'll be no service this afternoon. There is a good reason. I will be letting you all know tomorrow about it. But we will be back on schedule in the morning at 10 a.m. And God willing, tomorrow evening at 6 p.m. So walk with God. He'll walk with you. Have a great day. And God bless.